Blog Talk Radio.
Like never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yeah.
Anoint my feet,
celebrate
your angels reigning now, here on the battleground.
For your glory,
we're taking territory, fighting unseen enemies.
Like never before,
we're waging war.
I'm tired of principality messing with me.
Waging war.
Tired of the devil stealing from me.
Good morning, and also welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. And of course, we start off with our announcements before we get into the lesson. We had an outstanding mental health awareness class on this past Friday. We were talking about addressing the effects of trauma, dealing with PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder. And we were dealing with the current issues and how does the church deal with the various disasters and the violence that are plaguing our community when we are emotionally distraught and emotionally broken down. And we had a good class, and I thank each and every one of you that came out and supported that class on this past Friday. Again, I want to mention that Amazing Grace School of Ministry, we are on our summer break, and we will be back in the fall. And I will encourage each and every one of you to attend these powerful classes that addresses the spiritual and the mental stability that we are living in today. One, they will equip you. They will give you knowledge of who you are in Christ, and they will give you the information you need to understand why it is that sometimes you do what you do. Amen. So let's get into our lesson, shall we? Now, on last week, we were overcoming, the series is Overcoming Strongholds. Last week, we were dealing with identifying the fortresses or the strongholds. And certainly, we got into some good information. We looked at identifying what were your strongholds, what were Satan throwing at you in which was blocking your progress in growing up spiritually. So let's go on into the lesson, shall we? So again, we're addressing strongholds. Now, when we look at strongholds, strongholds are used, they're used as weapons for Satan. Satan uses those as, the, he uses strongholds as weapons. So when you look at spiritual strongholds or fortresses of the enemy, a stronghold can exist where a person has allowed sin to rule in his or her life, or simply has tolerated its existence. By repeatedly sinning in a given area, a person builds a stronghold, which then in turn may allow demons to enter in. So our spiritual weapons are intended to pull down Satan's kingdom. So verses 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 3 through 5, this is our focus scripture. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. I want you to understand that the world does not think like God. It does not operate as God operates. So when we look at strongholds and we look at how Satan uses those strongholds, demons enforce strongholds in people by the following: tempting the person to sin. That young man just got saved, and now he's walking in the straight and narrow. He knows that he's saving himself, or that a young girl, they're saving themselves for marriage, but all of a sudden they become amazingly attracted to the opposite sex when they have never been that way. That's Satan trying to reinforce strongholds in people by tempting the person to sin, by inviting other spirits into a person, tormenting the person. So you have those areas, you have those reinforcements, and even the purpose of evil spirits is an attempt by Satan to annoy, to harass, to mock God's servants. So let's look at that. Satan wants to burden you down. He wants to harass you. He wants to throw obstacles in your way. He wants to get you frustrated. He wants to get you angry. That young lady is coming against you. That young lady don't like you, or whatever the situation may be. All of a sudden, there are avenues or plateaus or spirits is coming against you that you may say, well, I've never had this problem before, but it's because you're on the Lord's side. And when you come over onto the Lord's side, that means that Satan don't have you in his grips anymore, and certainly he's trying to keep you under his feet, and we are no longer under his feet. So let's look at Acts 16, verses 16 through 18. Hallelujah. It says, and it came to pass as we went to pray, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her master much gain by foresaying or foretelling. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. Now, she harassed them. She followed them many days. She kept coming. She kept harassing them. She kept annoying them. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he said, and he came out the same hour. You know, Satan don't know who he messing with. He keep messing with you, and he keep messing with you, and he keep harassing you. And you could say, in the name of Jesus, I bind that spirit, and that spirit has to be bound. That's the power we have in Christ Jesus. Not only that, he harasses. And if you go over in Mark, and I'm not going to read this one, I pray that you read this scripture in your spare time, Mark, the 9th chapter, verses 17 through 29. But that was when Jesus came and the Father brought his young man or his son to the Lord, and the other disciples just couldn't cast that spirit, that demonic spirit, out of that young boy. And Christ commanded the spirit to come out. You know, we have to pray and we have to seek God, but, you know, the enemy comes at us. He comes at us with all power, and we have to believe. In that scripture, the Jesus asked his disciples, will thou believe? Can thou believe? And it says, he asked the man, if thou can only believe, all things are possible. And the Father said, I believe, help my unbelief. And see, Satan torments us, and he comes at us, and he wants to make us give up. He wants to make us forget Christ. He wants us to stop us, the progress. God has a plan and a purpose for our lives, and Satan will try to tempt us, will try to harass us, will try to bring all kinds of elements against us to keep us from reaching the plateau for where God wants us. So Satan uses many tactics to accomplish his mission. So some of these weapons that the devil uses to stop us, the Bible says that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So in essence, over in St. John 10 and 10, he talks about this. He says, now Jesus says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that thou might have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Satan's is the ultimate thief. Satan comes to steal, to kill, to destroy God's people, just as the thief did to the shepherd. And Jesus uses this as a metaphor. So let's get some examples where Satan comes. His work is focused in scriptures to come at us. So we find in in Job chapter 1, verses 9 through 12, and Job chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, Satan comes to destroy people's faith and the devotion to God through calamity, sickness, and suffering. So sometimes it's hard when we're struggling. It's hard when we don't have the financial means. It's hard to keep our focus on God when things seem to be falling apart apart around us. And Job is a good example of a person that had it good. He had it good. And Satan and the Lord had a conversation about Job, and Job went through a series of trials and tribulations. But at the end of the day, Job still said, I don't care. I can be broke down. You can take whatever you can take. I can be faced with sickness, but my God still giveth, and he surely takes away, and blessed be the name of the Lord, meaning God is still good. No matter in what my suffering, no matter what my problems, no matter what my situations, God is still yet in the business. God is still in control, and he's still taking care of me. And he's working the situation out. Even though I'm suffering, even though I'm going through, but I still got a praise in my belly because I know God is good. Hallelujah. I can look at what God did in the past, and when I look back over my life, I can say God has truly brought me out. Hallelujah. But Satan wants you to see your situation and not God. So we got to keep our focus. We got to keep our focus not on the problems, not on the struggles that we may be enduring at the time, but we got to keep our focus on who Jesus is. He's a problem solver. He is the way maker. You know, if you call on the name of Jesus, he will fix it. He will fix it. You know, hallelujah. This reminds me of a story when we were back in the day. You know, I often say we had Terry services that put you on the altar on that Friday night and you begin to call on the name of Jesus. And things, situations and problems seem to get better. Why? Because your mindset changed. You may be still walking in the troubles. You may still walk in lack of finances. You may still be sick in your body. But when you call on the name of Jesus, look like things change. Look like the situation changed. And because it really does. Now, when we look at Matthew 13:9, so it talks about Satan tries to steal the word out of our heart, preventing people from believing and being saved. See, Satan wants you to see your situation and not the power of God. So there are so many things where Satan comes at you. In John 8, verses 37 and 44, he inspires people to kill those who speak the truth. Titus 1, 10 through 11, he destroys families through idle talk and false teaching. We're living in a day and time where Satan is running rampant in this world. He is running rampant in this society, in this world, because he knows that his day is short. Now, Satan will come and try to steal even the word out of your heart and mind, and he does this by opposing the gospel. He will keep you busy. We've got to make an effort. We've got to press our way to spend time with the Lord, because if we don't spend quality time in prayer, in reading the word of God, we are not going to have anything to fight with. I said it. We're not going to have anything to fight with. Why? Because our weapons, back over in 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5, our weapons, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. God is able to pull it down. God is able to move. God is able to change it. Hallelujah, because that's who God is. So when we look at that, the gospel is the truth that sets people free from the bondage of sin and enables them to become the children of God. They were created, correct, devil is a lie, correct, they were meant to be. Or they were created, there you go, created to be. The gospel also greatly threatens Satan's kingdom. So we find in Acts 4 and 2 that Satan tries to poison people's mind against the preached gospel. In Acts 14, 3 and 6, he tries to harm those that preach the gospel. So when you begin to stand up and when you begin to say that I'm on the Lord's side, and when you begin to allow this word to saturate your heart and your mind, then Satan comes to try to steal, to try to strip you of the gospel. Satan also, we're talking about pulling down strongholds now. Satan also tries to weaken your faith in God. Hallelujah. The Bible says our faith. Now, when we look at faith, and I'm going to give you some scriptures, our faith is potentially a very powerful weapon against the enemy. And I'm going to say this. Our faith, our faith is a very powerful weapon against the enemy. When we believe God and his word, all things are possible to us. However, when we doubt or unbelieve, that it is a hindrance in our progress. When we doubt or unbelieve, then it's a hindrance to our progress. We've got to believe. No matter what the situation, no matter what the world is telling us, no matter what we see, and if we are a creature of habit, we are visually some, that's the way they learn. They learn visually. So if you see it, then you can learn it. But you've got to look beyond what you see. You've got to go into faith mode. You've got to know that God will do it for you. No. And if we don't believe, then we ask God. You know, God will give us everything we need. God will certainly provide. He said, I will provide all your needs. All you got to do is ask. If you're lacking something, if you're lacking faith, just ask me. I give it to you. That's how faithful God is. Uh-huh, yes, he is. Praise the Lord. So when we look at the weakened faith, here's some scriptures that correspond. You got Hebrews 3 and 12 that talks about departing from faith. You got Hebrews 4 and 11. The devil tries to make Christians fall unto unbelief. And he will do that. He will come at us. Over in Ephesians 6 and 12, it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against spiritual, now let me get this right, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It's important to get the scripture correct, because we have got to use this word to fight with. That's the only thing we have. The Bible says put on the whole arm of God. And on next week, I think I'm going to go further into this because we need it. You know, I've talked about it before, but Satan is coming at our mind. Satan is coming at our health. Satan is coming at our families. He's coming at those close around us. He's inciting violence. We can't feel safe just leaving our homes. And Satan is such aggressively coming at the body of Christ. Now, he is so aggressive, as I stated before, because his time is running short. So because Satan's time is running short, and because he is aggressively coming at us, we have to fortify ourselves. We've got to check ourselves on a daily basis. We've got to cast down those imaginations, those thoughts, those situations, those beliefs that are contrary to the word of God. And we've got to believe, no matter what the situation looks like, we've got to believe that God is working it out. Because he said over in Hebrews, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So just because we don't see it don't mean it's not going to happen. And we've got to believe. We've got to believe. And God is there to take everything out of us that's not like him. And I want to make this perfectly clear. You can't remove those strongholds yourself. You can't take away your unbelief. What you have to do is give it to the Lord and begin to read the Bible and spend more time in his presence. And if you can believe, Lord, help my unbelief. That's what the Father said about his son that was demon possessed. Jesus said, if thou can believe, not some things, but all things are possible. So if all things are possible, if I believe, and if I'm not there yet, Lord, help my unbelief. Hallelujah, praise God. Lord, help me to be what you've called me to be. I'm not there, but God, I'm striving to be. Lord, take out everything that's not like you. You know, David is a perfect example, and that's over in the New Testament, y'all. David was a perfect example. He said, Lord, search me. Over in the 51st Psalms, y'all read it when y'all get time. He said, Lord, search me and take out everything that's not like you. We haven't arrived yet. We're striving to be perfect, but we ain't there yet. But I tell you, we know that individual that died on the cross that is perfect. And certainly when we call on the name of the Lord, he is there to do a new thing in us. Hallelujah, praise God. Let me pray. Oh, praise God, we thank you for the word on this morning, Jesus. We thank you for those individuals that have taken out the time to hear your word. And Father God, this was your word given as you will have it to be given. And Father God, we thank you, God. We thank you for each and every one that was on the line this morning. Don't know what they need, God, but you know what they need. And we pray even now, God, that you're meeting every financial need, healing in their body, understanding of the word, God, and increase our faith, God, because we need to stand. We need to stand strong in this last and evil day, God, as Satan tries to hinder us, as Satan tries to harass us. We bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We cast it out of our mind. We cast it out of our home. We bring every stronghold down in the name of Jesus, and we pray even now that your word will be manifested in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Again, I thank each and every one of you that have come on the line this morning. Again, I thank those that met me at our mental health class on this past Friday. Certainly, we need to be armed accordingly. Satan is trying to weigh us down. But our weapons are not carnal, but they're spiritual. And I will commend you to pray and to seek more of the Lord on this week. Find yourself spending more time in his presence, and I can guarantee you that he will definitely show himself strong to you. Again, thank you again, and you be blessed, and I see you on next week. Bye-bye.